Welcome to CyberIQ, your weekly briefing on critical cybersecurity and regulatory updates. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. This week, we're tracking significant compliance shifts globally.
Sarah, let's dive straight into some immediate deadlines, starting with something that's mandatory right now in the EU. What's happening with EU-DAMED?
EU-DAMED, the EU's medical device database, is mandatory as of today, May 28th. If you're placing any new medical device on the market, you must have your single registration number, or SRN, already live.
So for new devices, it's an immediate requirement. What about existing or legacy devices?
For legacy devices already on the market, the deadline for full registration and compliance is November 28th. This means manufacturers, distributors, and representatives need to ensure their SRN is active and all new device records are in the UDI module without delay.
That's a critical update for the medical device sector. Moving to cybersecurity, another EU-wide regulation, NIS2, has an important deadline approaching quickly. What should our listeners know about that?
The EU's first mandatory NIS2 audit cycle closes on June 30th, which is just 33 days away. Essential entities face fines up to 10 million euros, or 2% of global turnover, while important entities could see fines up to 7 million euros, or 1.4%.
That's a significant financial risk. Are we seeing active enforcement from member states already?
Absolutely. Germany, France, and the Netherlands are already in active enforcement mode. Germany's BSI alone issued 47 formal notices in Q4 2025, indicating a proactive approach to compliance.
So organizations need to confirm their entity classification and ensure their incident reporting is up to par. What's the immediate action item here?
You must confirm your NIS2 entity classification, either essential or important, and validate your incident reporting meets the strict less than 24-hour initial notification requirement. Also, ensure you're registered with your national competent authority.
Shifting gears to the US, specifically DoD contractors, we've been tracking CMMC Phase 2 for a while. What's the current status, and why is it a critical concern?
It's a major concern, Alex. Only about 1.4% of required organizations have completed CMMC Level 2 certification, and the mandatory C3 PAO assessments begin on November 10th. That leaves just 166 days.
That's an alarmingly low number, especially with the deadline looming. What's contributing to this bottleneck?
C3 PAO assessment backlogs are running anywhere from 6 to 12 months. This means if organizations haven't started scheduling their assessments, they are already at significant risk of missing that November 10th deadline.
So what's the urgent advice for DoD contractors handling controlled unclassified information, or CUI?
Immediately contact a C3 PAO for a readiness assessment. It's no longer optional. You also need to audit your cloud environments and subcontractor chains for inherited CUI handling obligations.
Let's turn our attention to the rapidly evolving landscape of AI regulation, which has seen some major shifts globally. Sarah, what's the latest with the EU AI Act Omnibus Agreement?
The EU AI Act Omnibus Agreement, reached on May 7th, restructures core timelines. It pushes deadlines for high-risk AI systems. Standalone Annex 3 systems now face obligations from December 2nd, 2027, and high-risk AI embedded in Annex 1 regulated products get until August 2nd, 2028.
That sounds like a significant reprieve for some, but I understand there's a crucial caveat. What deadlines have not shifted?
This is critical. The August 2, 2026 date for General Purpose AI, or GPAI, obligations and Article 50 transparency requirements has not moved. If you use or deploy a GPAI model with EU users or operate any interactive AI system subject to Article 50, that clock is still ticking.
So organizations shouldn't interpret this as a general pause. What should they be focusing on regarding these unchanged obligations?
They need to focus on the Article 50 transparency requirements. There's a consultation on these guidelines closing on June 3rd, which is a crucial opportunity for deployers of interactive AI to EU users to provide input and ensure they understand the obvious disclosure standard.
Beyond the EU, we're seeing other jurisdictions responding to AI in different ways. China has confirmed a new law, and Colorado has actually scrapped its previous approach. Can you elaborate on these contrasting developments?
China's State Council has publicly confirmed a comprehensive AI statute is being drafted, aiming to consolidate their existing patchwork of sectoral AI rules into a single law. This signals a unified regulatory approach from Beijing.
And what about Colorado's pivot?
Colorado Governor Polis signed SB 26189 on May 14th, which replaces the risk management framework of the earlier SB 24205. The new law shifts to a disclosure-only automated decision-making, or ADM, regime, effective January 1st, 2027.
So, a significant change for any organization that was already building compliance programs for Colorado's previous AI law. What's the takeaway there?
Organizations that had programs oriented to SB 24205 should pause and re-scope their efforts. They now need to restart from the new ADM definition and the January 1st, 2027 effective date, focusing on disclosure and user rights.
Let's head back across the Atlantic to the UK, where there's a mandatory deadline approaching for data controllers. What's the UK DUAA, and what does it require?
The UK Data Use and Access Act 2025, or DUAA, requires all UK data controllers to have a published operational complaints procedure by June 19th. This is just 22 days away, and there's no grace period.
What are the specific requirements for these complaint handling procedures?
They must allow for electronic submission, acknowledge complaints within 30 days, and provide information on how individuals can escalate their complaint to the Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO.
So, a critical compliance update for all UK data controllers. Sarah, our newsletter also highlights some significant enforcement actions. Can you give us a quick rundown of what regulators are focusing on?
Absolutely, Alex. The California AG fined GM $12.75 million for collecting and selling telematics and behavioral data from connected vehicles without adequate consent. This highlights the growing scrutiny on data privacy in the auto industry.
That's a substantial fine. Any other notable actions?
The NYDFS penalized Delta Dental $2.25 million for a 6-month delay in notifying them of a cybersecurity event. The key takeaway here is that breach notification starts at the first determination of a breach, not necessarily forensic certainty.
And in the UK, we're seeing the Online Safety Act having an impact.
Yes. Ofcom fined Kick Online Entertainment £800,000 for failing to enforce age checks. This is the first fine under the UK Online Safety Act's age assurance framework, signaling a clear intent to enforce protections for children online.
We also saw the SEC rescind its 54-year-old no-deny settlement policy. What does that mean for defendants?
That's a major policy shift. Effective May 18th, defendants can now publicly contest allegations post-settlement, which is the most significant change in SEC enforcement mechanics since 1972.
Sarah, with so many critical updates and deadlines, what are the top one or two actionable insights our listeners should take away from this briefing?
First, if you're a medical device company in the EU, verify your EU DAMET SRN registration and ensure new device records are live today. Second, for NIS2, start your gap assessment now, focusing on entity classification and incident reporting, as the June 30th audit deadline is just around the corner.
Excellent advice, Sarah. These are definitely busy times for compliance professionals.
They certainly are, Alex. Proactive engagement is key to navigating these complex regulatory waters.
That's all the time we have for this week's CyberIQ briefing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
For more actionable regulatory intelligence and to stay ahead of these evolving compliance landscapes, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. You can find us at https://cyberiq.github.io/podcast/feed.xml. We'll be back next week with more essential updates.